In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Repentance is a U-turn. It's turning away from sin and turning toward God in faith. And so repentance is not over for you. It's not a one-and-done deal, something that happens only at the beginning of conversion. But daily you repent. Repentance is your life. Repentance has these two parts, contrition and faith. Contrition is terror over sin. You have sinned, not only against one another, not only against your neighbor, but chiefly you have offended the Most High God. You have picked your own forbidden fruit and constructed your own Tower of Babel, defying the will of God for you. You are sorry for what you have done. And you acknowledge that you deserve eternal death in hell, separation from God in the fiery torments of hell forever. That is the only fair and just punishment. That is why contrition is terror over sin, because you recognize that sin brings death. But repentance has those two parts, contrition and faith. Faith in what? Well, faith in the promises of God. The very God that you have offended is the God you look to for your salvation. Faith trusts that God has sent his Son to take away all sin. Christ bore the curse. He carried your sinful load. He paid for the sins not only of you and me, but the sins of the entire world. He was tortured, punished, and separated from his God so that you might never be separated from God, so that you might never suffer any kind of punishment from God ever. Though your sins are scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they shall be like wool. So faith directs its eyes outward toward Christ and takes hold of to cling to Christ alone. He is the one Redeemer. Repentance is not over for you, because faith is constantly repentant, constantly turning away from sin and looking toward God in faith. Faith knows the sorrows of contrition very well. Yet faith also knows the gospel joy that overcomes all sorrow. So without repentance, there can be no faith. Without believing that you have sinned against God and desiring to turn away from that sin, without seeing Christ as the only substitute, the only one who can cover your sins by his blood, there can be no salvation. Christ alone is it. That is the heart of Christianity. The prophets preached repentance to Israel. St. John the Baptizer came preaching a message of repentance. Jesus preached repentance. The apostles preached it. The early church fathers preached it. The Reformation fathers preached it. And faithful pastors today still preach repentance. So it's not too much to say that the Reformation was all about repentance. That is, turning away from sin and turning toward God in faith. Denying faith, the Roman Catholic Church had taught that forgiveness could be received by doing good works. And on the other side, the Radical Reformation taught against contrition. They taught that a man could become perfect in this life by what he did. But Luther and the Lutheran reformers taught the message of the gospel rightly, contrition and faith in Christ alone. But the battle for the word of God is not over. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, Christ said. That was true in the past, and it is still true today. Perhaps the physical violence is far from us. God be praised for that. But Satan always has tricks up his sleeves. Way back in the beginning, he did not attack Eve with a sword, but with a word. And so he still comes today to attack and to embolden our own sinful flesh with a word. It's tempting to think that repentance is something in our past, a one-and-done deal, that once we are converted, there's no need for repentance anymore. So now tell me how to improve my life. Tell me how to get along with friends and family. Tell me how to fix what is going on. Tell me something else other than sin and forgiveness. It's tempting to think that repentance is done and over because Satan takes the same heresies that the church has always faced and redresses them and re-presents them to us. No one is asking us to buy indulgences to get people out of purgatory. Instead, they tell us to get out in the community and to make a difference. No one tells us to make up for our sins by doing good works. But they tell you you can be certain of your salvation because you're an activist who stands up for what is good and right, and they define what is good and right. Men still teach that babies are born innocent and don't need the saving waters of holy baptism. Men still teach that you can attain to perfection in this life. Men still teach that you can find God on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, to Rome, or to just a beautiful place in nature, rather than finding God in word and sacrament. Men still teach that once you are saved, you cannot fall. And so if you commit a bad sin, then you must have never had faith in the first place, they say. This time, really give yourself over to Christ, they say. Our fallen flesh prefers this kind of religion because it focuses solely on me. Where is Christ in all of this? Where is his cross that took away the sins of the world? Where is faith that clings to the promises of God found in Christ? Where is confession of sin? Where is the reception of God's forgiveness? Sadly, too many see repentance as a one-and-done deal, something that happens only in the beginning and has little use for us right now. But repentance is your life. Because on this earth you forever remain a saint and a sinner. The law guards the entrance to heaven, and no man can get to heaven by what he does, because no man is perfect in what he does. No one will be acceptable to God or pleasing to God because of what he has done, because no good work is a perfect work on this side of eternity. The sinful flesh corrupts, ruins, and dirties all that we do. So repent. Contrition and faith. Acknowledge your sins and do not cover up your iniquities. God sees them anyways. You're not telling him anything he doesn't already know. He knows the very deep secrets of your heart. So believe what you spoke in the confession at the beginning of service. Let the word of God's holy law have its way with you. There is no salvation in your works. But believe that you still are a sinner in need of a Savior. Your good works are not perfect works, because the sinful flesh still clings. But add to contrition faith. You can be contrite without having faith. Judas, who betrayed our Lord, was contrite, conscience-stricken, terrified over what he had done, and yet he did not have faith. Add to contrition faith, saving faith, a faith worked by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, a faith that believes the promises of God, that God has taken away our sins by the blood of his Son, that heaven is opened only because of Christ and what he has done. His death saves you. His blood makes you perfect. His righteousness is now your righteousness, freely given to you by grace and by grace alone. He takes away your sins, not just one time, but every time you hear that word of forgiveness. And that is why God is present here today, to take away your sin. That is why you come and sit and listen today. He's not reminding you of something that he did many years ago, but he is actively forgiving you right now. He is restoring your soul right now. He is reinvigorating your body right now. He is purifying you, making you holy, so that you are without blemish and defect right now. He does all of this not because you asked him to, not because you said you were sorry, but because his son died for you. He is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. And when you fall into sin, he will forgive you once more. So daily repent. Daily take off the old and put on the new. Daily turn away from sin and turn toward God in faith. Repent and receive the forgiveness of God. Through men like Martin Luther, sinners were shown to be sinners, deserving of eternal death and hell. And sinners were shown to be saved only through the blood of Christ. So that is our confession. That is what we believe. We believe we are poor, miserable sinners deserving of eternal death and hell because of what we are and have done. Yet we also believe and confess that we are saints of God, heirs of heaven, because Christ is our Savior. May God keep us steadfast in his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.